two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Unrivaled on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. Did you hear that? We were talking about A-Rod, and I know that Ed Lamb kind of mentioned the same thing, Scott, before we get into our what are the odds. when he says, well, I don't know if I'm breaking any news here, but we were missing about half our offensive staff. It's interesting to think that they have to hide that kind of stuff, and that they did it for such a good long time here. But they claim, and is it the same, when they go, oh, no, we're missing a bunch of coaches because of COVID. Kalani Sitake not being there would have been something we've been like, wait, what's going on here? But your head coach and your four assistants, are they kind of trying to run interference here a little bit and manage their players' expectations this week to say, look, this Wazoo team might actually be better without their coaches?
Well, you don't know what's going to happen. And it could galvanize a team. It could make them play like lights out better. I mean, you have no idea because it's so unheard of. It's clearly a massive disruption, and sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. If you have to go in and face that, like BYU, you gotta look at it and just say, look, we have to treat this as if they're going to be at their very best. You can't take them lightly. You can't make any kind of assumption, and you can always adjust the other direction. Like if you go in gangbusters, and not kind of have this, oh, we got this one in the bag mindset. Then you're not going to be surprised. I mean, look, these people are going to be excited. It's going to be on the road. BYU hasn't played on the road a lot this year, and it was an issue in Baylor getting and matching up that to that intensity of that crowd and where that Baylor team was really fired up. So BYU's got to go into Pullman fired up.
And they haven't been able to play. They haven't played they played from behind and haven't been able to come back. The times that they've been behind, those are the two games that they've lost, too.
So it's a quick start, quick energy, massively important for BYU.
All right, so we're going to jump into our What Are the Odds here, brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Do you snore at night? Or are you currently using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com. Scott, let's explain how What Are the Odds works. It's a fun little game we like to play. You can play it right at home. We roll out a scenario for you. You give us a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points if you can throw in a jersey of a player alive or dead. We throw the or dead part in there for Scott because, he played a lot longer ago. And he'll throw a bunch of guys out who were in the NFL Hall of Fame who I've never even heard of. And I'll go, don't give me that look either. Like, you're so disappointed. Like, I'm not a child of history or something of the game, but look, some of these names you throw out, you're like, he played for the Washington Generals back in the day, and he was number 7, and he was a guard. And I'm like, that is not a good pickup. So I would prefer numbers of people that I remember. That's kind of, it doesn't have to be that, but bonus points in my mind. So, Scott, what are the odds Ben Simmons plays one game for the 76ers this season?
What are the odds he plays one game?
Yeah, I mean, like, that he's not going to keep doing the whole, oh, yeah, my ankle still hurts, man, and I'm in a weird headspace right now, and I don't know if I'm going
to
play.
So, since you don't like me to go retro and back to names you don't know, I'm going to go way retro.
Oh.
Probably the greatest 76er of them all.
Oh.
Dr. J.
And?
6%.
The 6%.
Yes.
See, you could have gone with the, you know, LeBron has worn 6, of course, in his career. And
but he's not a 7. You got Ben
Simmons. I get it. No, I get the 7. I get the 76er vibe. So you're going to say a 6. That's a really low percent chance, Scott. I'm going to go.
I don't think he's going to play. I think he's a train wreck. I don't think they want him to play. I don't think they want to take any risk of him potentially getting injured or trying to, you know, fake an injury, whatever. I just think, he's sabotaging things enough as it is, and they're going to basically minimize him in any possible way they can. He ain't playing, I'm just telling you.
Scott.
6% was generous.
Back in the day, I wasn't even a Charles Barkley fan, like, ever.
Right.
But my parents would take me to the Nike outlet, and whatever shoes were there that we could almost, like, kind of, like, make work barely. Like, if this was like a once or twice in my youth kind of a situation. Didn't happen very often. I found some Charles Barkleys
Converse, right?
He was a Nike guy. He was a Nike guy. Okay. And they were a half size too small for me.
And I didn't care.
Yeah. I did it. And they had that CB34.
You know, women do that, don't you?
Oh, they do. They go.
Yeah, they go.
He's totally fit.
I'm a size 4.
Yeah, you are.
I'll make sure I am. And they, yeah. And
look,
so
I worked at a shoe store.
They will be massively uncomfortable
just to be able to go.
Just to say I'm a size 4.
Oh my gosh,
4.
Those are such cute Chanels.
Does Chanel make a shoe?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know all that much about women's fashion, but I know how the women think.
I like. They go, no, you're a size 9, by the way. You jam yourself into that foot. Yeah, so I'm going to go with speaking of old 76ers, 34%. I bet somehow they squeak some playing time out of this guy. It might be toward the end of the season. Might be after the All-Star break, but I think it's going to happen. Scott, you don't think it's going to happen?
All right, what are the odds?
Yes.
Wow, that Ed Orgeron, Coach Orgeron, finds another coaching job.
Yeah, he's kind of sling blade, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going over there getting ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Why eat it with my wife?
Remember, he wins the national championship.
I'm going to go home with Betty and have a ham sandwich.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Come on. A ham sandwich after a national championship game?
Well, it has cheese. It's a ham and cheese sandwich. No one has a ham sandwich.
I'm going to Disneyland.
I'm going to ham and cheese land.
He goes straight to the sandwich. You know what, though? There's like part of me. You and I both, we probably watch TV and go, not bad.
Yeah, we would probably do that.
Are you grilling it? Or I mean, like, let's talk about how you're going to prepare this thing.
Yeah, one of those
What are the odds he finds another FBS head coaching job?
Yeah, what
are the odds? Oh, my heavens. Let me see here. I'm going to go with a this is a high number here. Let's go with a football player too. I'm not going to go a Warren Sapp 99%. I'm going to go with is Simeon Rice 97?
Yeah, so if I tell you what the number is, then you lose
work.
The points.
Okay, Simeon
the points
Rice,
go to me.
I'm going to go with a Simeon Rice.
It was 97.
Yes. Yeah, he was fighting Illini, by the way, Simeon Rice.
Yes, he was.
Simeon Rice, 97% chance
he's
going to get
you. Think
of course.
So?
Well, I don't know if he's, like, into coaching anymore, but he can kind of.
You think he'll get the USC job?
He won a national. No. No, that's a place that I don't think he's a persona non grata there, but They kind of did the whole.
Well, they had him there, and they knew.
That's what I'm saying. They did the whole "you're not good enough for this" kind of situation. So I'm not going to go.
There's reports that he's a guy that, well, unless he has really good assistants, he's not a very good coach.
Oh.
And I'm like,
that's all these guys.
That's kind of everybody. It's like, you know, that.
Dude,
yeah,
look up LaVell Edwards in the dictionary
exactly.
Of like, yeah. And LaVell would be the first one to probably say that too. Be like, he. But that's how he built it. He had amazing coaches.
And he gave them the.
And he let them do their thing.
The latitude to do it.
I don't know what coach goes, I'm just going to run this whole thing. Maybe Urban Meyer's like that guy. He's like, I'm going to run this whole thing. But even then, he's always had pretty darn good assistants.
I don't think it's this high.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I'm going to go Ed Too Tall Jones, 72%.
Okay.
I think you'll get another job, too. But.
When I was a kid, anytime we'd block a field goal, we'd call ourselves Ed Too Tall Jones. Because remember, he put that mitt up, you know. What's funny is we get Devin Cafusi on our show every week on the Players Club. And
who's a tall dude.
He's a tall dude. And he gets himself in the middle. I watched him this week trying to block these ASU field goals. And you know what they did? They did the hook technique.
Yes.
They hooked his legs. I mean, it was like straight up out. He goes, watch these teams. They watch the film. They know that there's a 6'8 dude in the middle. And he goes, they hook your legs and they pull you straight down.
See, he's got to do the soccer thing where he's got to flop in that instance. So, see, Coach Whittingham says, hey, at the beginning of the game, talking to the officials, look, you need to look for this hook technique on our field goals on number 90.
Oh, okay. The referees don't listen to that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Of course they
do.
Oh, yeah.
They take notes. They write it down.
Sometimes they want to know. They want to know, do you have any unusual formations that we might see so that we're not caught off guard by it? But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Scott, let me roll out a Jazz question for you.
Okay. All right?
What are the odds that the Jazz end up undefeated going into that game against the Bucks? They'd have to win 5 games. So, I mean, they'd have to win 4 more.
Right.
So they'd have to be 5-0 going to that Bucks game.
So there's Sacramento, Houston, Denver.
Denver.
And is Sacramento again?
Or? No. It's Sacramento, Denver, Houston, Chicago.
Chicago.
And then then you go to the Bucks. And that Bucks game is a back-to-back. That is the second of a back-to-back road game.
You know, I'm going to go Drew Bledsoe 11%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, don't try to do this undefeated basketball thing. Yeah, I agree. I don't think you need – don't try to live by that kind of thing. You don't need to be, all right, Jazz fans?
Well, according to PK this morning, the Jazz are on their way to a perfect season.
82-0.
Right?
They're going 82-0, baby.
You can't win them all unless you win the first one.
They've already gotten – and I bet they're going to have a nice night against Sacramento tomorrow night, too. I'm going to go low, too. I'm going to go with a – I'll go with 11%. I'll go with a Mike Conley 11%. How about that? Boom. Yeah, he changed over to 11 this year. Remember that? My heavens.
All right, you want me to give you one?
Yeah, give me another one.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
What are the odds that BYU wins by more than 10 points against Wazoo?
Again? Oh. Yeah. I don't know what the line is because I don't look at that kind of stuff, Scott. All right? I don't set my clock by Las Vegas like you do. So I don't know what the line is, but I'm certain it's definitely not less. It's definitely not 10 plus. So I'm going to say that they win by more than 10. I'm going to go with it's a 4-point line. I was just told, okay, I just had a bookie in my ear tell me, not that you know either, right? Just looked it up. Okay, 4-point. BYU's favored, though. They're a -4. Okay, good.
Isn't that weird that, like, you're favored when you're minus? That just seems kind of odd to me. Like,
yeah, no, you got to, yeah. You tell a guy, hey, buddy, you're +4 tonight. And they go, what's that mean? That means you're not good. let me see here. I'm going to go with BYU. 10-point win or more? Yeah, it's going to be a Chaz IU 3% chance.
Wow.
That's not because I don't believe in BYU. I think Wazoo's going to be playing on some weird energy. And I think BYU comes out of that thing with a win. But I bet it's going to be like a touchdown.
You think it's
situation.
Close?
Yeah, it's going to be like a touchdown situation.
I actually think BYU's going to blow them out.
All right. That's our What Are the Odds segment. That's how it's played. And you can play right along here with us every day right here on Unrivaled 97.5 1280 The Zone. Let's jump out to Clayton, who's joining us for one last time here. We're at the Warehouse, 1825 South and 3rd West in Salt Lake City. The best deals all the way, not just through the weekend, we're being told, but also through Monday. And if you mention Scott Mitchell, the special, Clayton, this is what we're being told here. Your dad wrote it down for us. You mentioned Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback. You're going to get 20% off the normal boom prices. That's all the way through Monday. So what else you got for us?
Jeez, my dad really was coming in swinging.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't messing around. He does the one-upper thing.
He tried to one-up. Oh, my goodness. Well, on that note, what if we talk about our Split King adjustable head-up and foot-up bases? It's our bread and butter. Our first break that we talked about today, I explained what an adjustable base is. I'm going to do that again for all our listeners. It's a new show. It's a new time. It's a new day. So let's talk about it. Adjustable bases are the what basically waterbeds were in the 70s, right? It's the new technology. You take out your slats. You take out your box spring. Get rid of that crap. Stop sleeping on wood and put an adjustable base in between your headboard, footboard, and rails. And it's basically, if you can imagine, like the hospital bed, by a click of a button, your head can go up, your foot can go up. Same technology. This base, like I said, goes between your headboard, footboard, and rails. In the king size, it's just like a box spring. It's split into two different bases. By a click of a button, your head will come up. By a click of a button, your feet will come up. What does that help? Obviously, if you want to, you know, raise your position and watch a little bit of TV, put your head up. Maybe you have some foot problems, some swelling problems, you know. You work a long day. You come home. You want to raise, incline your feet. Get that blood pressure to release, you know, from your feet. Let that swelling come down. Push up a button. Your feet come up. Push a button. Your head come up. We also have the two-zone massages, head massage and foot massage. By a click of a button, you get massage going on your base. It's awesome, okay? On the Internet, these things are $5,000, maybe on, like, a crazy Labor Day sale. You can get it for $3,000. At the warehouse, we're $21.99. You know what? I know my dad's a one-upper. Let's do it. $20.99 for both bases. That's both bases at $20.99, and we have the free mattress option. We have the copper infusion or CBD infusion 12-inch hybrid. We're the only furniture store in Utah to carry these mattresses. You come in, like my dad said, through Monday. Forget Saturday. Through Monday, you can get this deal not only in the split king, but we also have it in the solid king, which is, you know, instead of the two split, you can get it in the solid. So it's not his and hers. It's one solid base, which means you have a solid mattress. On the solid king, we're $17.99 normally. Now that my dad's being a one-upper, we're going $15.99 through Monday. If you come in and mention you heard it on the radio, I'm Clayton. Boom. $15.99 the solid king. Remember that.
All right, Clayton, we appreciate it. 1825 South and 3rd West, it's the warehouse. Boom.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.